This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. No, coronavirus is not over. I know. All of a sudden, people aren't social distancing anymore. People want to know if coronavirus is over. It's not. Unfortunately, I'm still having patients call in that have it. So it's still around, but we'll talk about that. We'll also talk about this mysterious childhood illness, which is what they're calling it. They're just calling it a mysterious illness. That's kind of what 2020 is about right now. We like don't even know what the hell to call things. Apparently, we have now a solar flare. The sun is getting all ticked off. Okay, I don't really know what solar flares do. I think they zap us. I really don't need any zapping right now. Unless it wants to zap coronavirus, I'm fine with that. We have interesting news on gray hair. Apparently gray hair is really related to stress. We've talked about that, how to reverse it. The reason why I was able to go blonde is because I started to get some gray. So hallelujah, praise the Lord. I kind of need the gray. If my hair goes back to its true color, I have a tough time becoming blonde. And then how to get free lamps, right? And not get arrested. So we got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too much to talk about to not take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. So have you guys ever been in a protest? I have. It's really cool. Being in a protest is cool. There's a big difference between a protest and a riot. Okay? You know, protests were just very eloquently executed by Martin Luther King and, you know, other civil rights activists. And, you know, protests is where, you know, you stand shoulder to shoulder and arm in arm with people and you have your signs and you show that there's strength in numbers and you walk peacefully. Riots is where it's all chaos and people are stealing tampons from Target. And there's a stage. Everybody thinks, okay, riots are unpredictable. You know, there's all this unpredictability. It is so predictable. There are stages from protest to riot. Now, some riots that don't start out as protests, yeah, are chaotic. People are like, well, I'm going to go and, you know, cause mayhem, and I'm going to go run out there and, you know, mess stuff up. Okay, that's just straight out vandalism, straight out, okay? But when people say, oh my gosh, there's going to be a protest, and then there's going to be a riot, all right, there's an art to it. There's a pattern, and you can actually stop it if you have, like, infiltrators. You almost need undercover people in the protest. So I don't know if you guys watched some of the protests over the weekend, but in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, we have some real, real awesome reporters. So we had reporters that were walking along in the protest. They were walking along, they were taking cameras, they were narrating out the time, and everything was all calm. And at the beginning of the protest, and by the way, before the protest, Sheriff Lombardo, and we had spiritual leaders, and all sorts of people were out there, you know, telling everybody, look, guys, you know, this is, you know, for a cause, and there's no need to riot and, you know, break into places and loot, okay? You know, we're going to be calm, right? Okay. You know, and you would think that people would listen to their spiritual leaders and, you know, but for those of us that listen to our spiritual leaders or for those of us who are spiritual, we wouldn't be looting, you know? So I don't think everybody got the memo because they all weren't listening. So when you start seeing the beginning of the protest, everybody's kind of walking, and that's the key. You need movement. So everybody's kind of walking, and they're taking selfies and all that, and that's the march. That's stage one. Stage one is where you guys are doing the march, you know, and people were screaming, no justice, no peace, and, you know, every now and then somebody would shout an obscenity, and, you know, the reporter had to apologize, saying, sorry, guys, you know, I can't control the obscenities. You know, but for the most part, people were moving, and then the cops had barricades, and the cops would tell people, go, go, and then people would go that way. And so it was like a train of people, all right? Now I'm watching this going, okay, there's going to be some people not satisfied. There's going to be some people not satisfied, and they're going to want to make this juicy. But for the most part, people were walking, and they were walking, and cars were honking, and it was a march. Completely different. Then stage two was where you get some individuals and little outbursts. So you saw somebody with spray paint run up against a wall and then put F, you know, they put an obscenity on the wall, on somebody's business. Okay, but it was very interesting because you saw some of the other people walking along the protest, look at them like, you know, they almost did the mask shaming thing, like, no, we're not doing that. That's not what we're doing right now. And so these people, they did their thing, and then they just kind of got back into line. And it was just kind of a little individual outburst. And the rest of the protesters still kind of kept things in line. Stage three starts to happen when it starts getting dark. So now the sun's down, and it's getting dark. And now you're getting more and more people. And stage three is defined where you start to have a standstill, where the movement stops, where people stop walking. When you stand still, that's when people get restless. And that's when people want to do something. That's where people start getting angry. And then they start to go up against, they try to engage the police officers. The police officers try to stand there with apathy, trying to stand there just, you know, not engaging them. And people start to, want to fuel the fire. If you extinguish those flames right then and there, you could succeed. I don't know if you need undercover people in the protests or something, but if you could stop stage three outbursts or people trying to engage, you're good. By stage four, that's when it's all out loss of control. That's when, you know, people are throwing stuff at the cops, people throwing stuff at each other, starting to beat each other up, and then that's when cops have to engage because they got to protect themselves, they got to protect others, and that's what people are looking for. And then they know they're overnumbered, they have the numbers on their side, and then they start to, you know, smash windows and smash cars and get all angry. And I understand people are angry, but it's very interesting when you watch the initial protests. Initial protests, just like the ones Martin Luther King designed, really peaceful, very powerful. There's a message. Then by the time they riot, there's no message. It's just chaos. It's people wanting to, like I said, steal toilet paper and tampons and, you know, make a mess. And I saw one woman running with lamps. I saw one guy with two shopping carts full of blankets and pillows. Okay, I don't know how that...
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in about 72 hours, maybe 76 hours, I don't know the exact math. I have to calculate it. The casinos in Las Vegas are supposed to open. And are we ready? The riots that have been happening in New York and Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle and I think San Diego, Salt Lake City, I think, had some fires. Reno, Nevada, they stormed city. Reno, nothing happens in Reno. I've lived there. I mean, that's why we have Reno 911. I mean, Reno had people storm City Hall and a curfew. no less. It's some crazy stuff. My son and his friends are supposed to be going up to Reno to hang out, you know, before summer school starts. And I'm like, I don't know. There's a curfew. They're like, well, we're fine. You know, we're just going to hang out anyway and watch Netflix. I go, yeah, but I don't know what's going on here, right? I love, you know, the Reno Police Department up there, but Reno. So you're these cities, there's obviously a organization. There's obviously a force at play, and we talked about this last week. This is going to get worse. I don't think everything's going to quiet down in the next 2 days, which means for Las Vegas and Nevada and Reno, we have casinos that were supposed to open up in 3 days. Now, from what I understand, some of the casinos are like, well, yeah, I mean, we've been promoting it. One casino owner has been buying people plane tickets. All right. People have their rooms ready. You know, people in California, they want to get out of Dodge. Yet, what about the workers? Do the workers feel safe? I mean, if there are protests, yesterday I think we had tear gas. I think there had to be like tear gas used. I think SWAT was on the scene. SWAT usually comes on the scene. But I mean, the last 2 days we've had tear gas and things like that on the strip. You see, in Las Vegas, you know, where's the biggest place to riot? Well, or protest? Well, it would be the strip. And because the strip, you know, it hasn't been busy and it's been empty because of the shutdown, it leaves a lot of room for people to riot. So our casinos are supposed to open in 3 days. And then, you know, what's happening with small business during this time? So we hear in New York City, who has been really, really, New York City's been struggling, and they were hoping to start to open June 8th. A bunch of their stores got looted. People went after Chanel and Gucci and went after some of the fancy stores. And everybody's in masks. Have you guys been seeing the footage of the looters? They're in masks. Except that one woman in Minneapolis who wasn't wearing a mask was running around three lamps. Okay, you can see her shorts, you can see her face, you can see her thighs. Okay, there was a lot of characteristics that identified her. I don't think the police are going to have any problem. And I don't know what's happening in terms of, you know, what the police are going to do. I know celebrities have offered to bail out rioters. Now, are they bailing out the ones who looted stores and set fires? Or are they bailing out the peaceful protesters that didn't get arrested in the first place? I'm kind of a little confused on that. So I'd like to see what's going on there. But small businesses is very, very interesting. So last night, we decided to stay in because we went out to dinner. It was really, really nice. Well, first, bars were open. Okay, so bars were open on Friday. So, you know, me and some students hit the bars. Okay, just because, you know, that's just kind of what you do when the bars open. It's really hard to live in Vegas and not, you know, enjoy the bars. So that was Friday. Saturday, we decided to go out to dinner. And in terms of small businesses, so many restaurants that I thought were going to be open for dine-in weren't. There was one, gosh, it's an amazing restaurant, La Strega. It's a Italian restaurant right near my house. It's like amazing. It's fantastic food. They're open for takeout, but not dine-in. And I hadn't eaten there in months, and I'm like, okay, we need to go, we need to whatever. But the restaurant is really, it's European style. And European style is where the seats are next to each other. There's not a lot of square footage, so they haven't opened yet. A lot of restaurants I found that we were trying to call couldn't open because they didn't have enough square footage. If you only have a small, you know, Italian-style restaurant or European-style restaurant, and you have to do social distancing, then you can only seat maybe four or five tables. We talked about this. So, as expected, a bunch of restaurants were closed. So there was one restaurant. It was a Japanese steakhouse that we went to, and it was packed. Nobody wore masks except, of course, the servers and the chefs and the employees, but nobody wore masks. Everybody was sitting next to each other. People were sitting next to each other. And you know, so you almost, you know, for a second there was like, okay, coronavirus is over. And even though it's not, we know what happens. But, you know, because I was thinking to my husband, I was like, you know what, we better give a 30-40% tip. Because at first I was thinking this place is going to be empty. They opened up. if they're only going to seat four tables, no, they were able to seat full, so we tipped our 20%. But I was like, okay, we're going to have to tip more because I figured, how do you keep these restaurants open? Well, so last night, so, you know, I just didn't feel like cooking this weekend, and it's because I didn't have a chance to go grocery shopping. So last night, we wanted to pick up Red Robin. Now, I used to work at Red Robin. I really like the chicken sandwich. I have the chicken sandwich with avocado. So I was craving that. And I go online to order Red Robin in my area, and it's closed. And so I start to panic, and I go, no, you know, not another restaurant closed, because it was open about a week ago. So I send my husband down there to find out what's going on, and he's like, well, I'll pick up a couple subs, all right? Meanwhile, one of us went grocery shopping, so I'm eating some vegetables or whatever, going, I'm not that hungry anyway, but, you know, I need to know about this restaurant. And apparently there was a protest set up around downtown Summerlin, and downtown Summerlin has a group of restaurants and all that, and it's a little bougie, you know, but it's like an outdoor mall. And one of the places was open, and they were about to close. They were about to close down at 4. And my husband's like, well, why? And he's like, well, because there's a protest planned. And you could see the stress. That, I mean, you could see not so much fear, but the stress of, I mean, a protest, that should be synonymous with, okay, you know, that's our right. I mean, our Constitution guarantees protest. Protest is not supposed to be a bad word. Protest is actually supposed to exude some positive feelings, you know, in terms of, all right, you know, people are, you know, exercising their First Amendment right, whatever. But no, protest is now synonymous with your restaurant getting its butt kicked, your restaurant or your store being smashed in or set on fire, which is why, like I said, that we really need to go back and fix that, because, you know, there are stages. And, you know, somebody wanting to protest, if it's going to be assumed that it's going to be people looting and stealing tampons, then that just defeats the purpose. So small businesses right now are cleaning off FU on their walls, ACAB. Do you guys see ACAB a lot? I see ACAB, ACAB. All cops are bastards. That's what that means. I gotta tell you, man, we got good cops. I saw the video. I saw the video of what, Derek Chauvin, I saw the video of the police officer of the Minnesota Police Department. I don't know what the hell he was doing. I don't understand why he kept his knee on George Floyd. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that before. We need explanation. It was horrifying to see, because I think he starts to bleed from his nose, and you have bystanders saying, help him, you know, can you check for a pulse, can you? And I just don't understand what was going on there. It was something I've never seen. And you know, you hear people say, help him, help him. It's really, really difficult video to watch when you see the whole, it might not have even been the whole video. But we got a lot of good cops out there. We got great cops. All I know is I am very, very grateful for the cops in my neighborhood for what they do, you know, in terms of protecting us and in terms of keeping, you know, and so, you know, you have small businesses who have their sign, but then they also have rhetoric that's anti, you know, whatever, and so they're trying to clean it off. You have stores that you know, they might be pro-protest. You know, I mean, you have people there that, you know, might have wanted to be a part of the protest, but then their store gets demolished. And why are people going after other Americans? Why are people going after other stores? So small business right now is trying to figure out how the hell to recoup after being shut down, being forced to shut down for weeks. They finally get to reopen. Like on May 29th, a bunch of bars got to open in Nevada. So bars on the strip were going to be open. Well, no, not with the protests. So here you're expecting, okay, great, you know, finally we'll get some relief. Finally we'll get to hire employees back. And then, boom, things closed down again. Restaurants closed down. Now we're being closed down for a whole nother entity. We do have a little bit of good news. That Payment Protection Loan Act has been at least passed in the House to be extended. So people will at least, business owners will at least now have like 16 weeks, I believe, or up to 24 weeks to rehire their employees, pay them, things like that, so their loan can be forgiven. But the average small business is thinking to themselves, you know, if coronavirus didn't kill me, the riots will. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling governors to get tough on looters and rioters across the country. The president, speaking in a conference call with governors, says,
"You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks."
President Trump also addressing the looting and rioting in Washington, D.C.
In D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
"We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it."
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden, speaking with black community leaders at a church in Wilmington, Delaware, rips the Trump administration for their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
"The band-aid has been ripped off by this pandemic and this president. Nobody can pretend any longer what this is all about."
Biden was one of many Democrats who called President Trump xenophobic after the president put in place a travel ban from China during the beginning stages of the coronavirus pandemic. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on Monday to lawyers' state bar fees, which had been brought after justices struck down mandatory union dues in a 2018 case, citing the First Amendment. Wisconsin attorneys had sued the state bar over its collection of dues, saying that the First Amendment was violated by forcing them to subsidize the speech of the State Bar of Wisconsin. The State Bar of Wisconsin saying they will suspend a lawyer's license to practice if he or she refuses to pay the dues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Marvin wants me to talk about people being bussed in to start these protests. Yeah, so we're hearing, and again, I haven't really investigated it, so I can't say for sure, and I think the government is investigating it as well, but we are being told that that these protests are organized to the point where people are going to specific cities to start it. you know, the average group of individuals don't know how to do a protest, they think. And so in order to get the media to cover it, in order to, you know, get people talking about it like me or CNN or Fox News or whatever, it needs to pop. And the noisier protest wins. And so, when it comes to people wanting to get the message across, you have, my guess, individuals out there that want the mayhem so that their message gets across. Or the mayhem allows people to, you know, be in a historic time and lash out. I mean, some people, it just feels good to start a fire, or it feels good to break something, or it feels good to steal something. You have people that just, they just get off on that. They love that. They love that, you know, I got to be bad, you know? And it's, people want to not follow rules. And so when you have people that know how to feed on that, you can very easily make a successful riot. We talked about the stages, and that's stage three. When you get people to stop, marching, and they stand, and then they, you know, they start to engage. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, he made speeches, and people were at a standstill when they marched, but then they were focused on a leader. They were focused on somebody speaking. They were engaged that way. It's when there's no engagement, when there's nobody speaking, when there's nobody marching them along, then the protesters start going into mayhem. So demonstrators, right, you know, and protesters don't necessarily need to be bad people. But investigators right now are looking at Antifa and seeing if Antifa and also far-right extremists are deliberately starting the violence. And so when you look at New York City, when you look at Minneapolis, when you look at the White House, when you look at, people throwing Molotov cocktails, what that's like, alcohol with a rag in it, and, you know, starting to destroy police officers' cars and things like that, you know, is it that the average when you watch the peaceful protests and you're like, where did it turn bad? People are watching, like, well, we need to see that one person. We need to see that one person. Are those one people plants? Now, the left-wing extremist group Antifa has been cited by President Trump as a terrorist organization. People are also looking at right-wing extremists as well. I don't know who would be behind this. And like I said, I haven't investigated it. These are just things that they're looking at. They want to see if these are, you know, if this is a plan. And then if so, there's charges, because if you are, you know, inciting mayhem, violence, vandalism, it's obviously a crime. Free speech, you just completely lost once you start to put other people at risk. And, you know, I really feel bad for the people whose cars, I'm looking right now at two cars completely destroyed. And it's a shame, because what if those cars were, you know, people that the protesters were, you know, fighting for? And I told you guys there was an image of a gentleman. I don't know if his business ever got destroyed or not, but there was an image of a gentleman who had a bunch of signs in front of, on his store windows, saying black owner, and to hopefully deter people from, you know, messing with his shop. And I didn't think that's what this protest was supposed to be about. I thought the protest was supposed to be against violence that happens, you know, in custody to people, or, you know, in custody death. I didn't think it was supposed to be we are going to, you know, destroy a store that's not owned by somebody who's African American. That wasn't supposed to be the plan. But, you know, and I don't know whatever happened to the store, but, you know, in the picture, it looked like his store was saved. What are people protesting then? I mean, what are they doing? Well, as I'm watching some of these protests and I'm hearing what they're chanting, a lot of them were anti-Trump. And that's what they were chanting about. They were like, let's just, you know, start making this about Trump. And unfortunately, that is what happens. You know, like with Occupy Wall Street and all that, you know, eventually what happens is, you know, to fuel it, they're like, well, look, we need to include everybody else's anger. And what is everybody else mad about? Are they mad about inequality? Are they mad about income inequality? Are they mad about health care? Are they mad about the president? And so, you know, whatever can stir the anger. So when you look at pictures of New York City, the designer store is being destroyed. That I don't understand how that's in for the, yeah, that's for the cause. But looters got to take advantage. They smashed windows of Gucci, Chanel, Bloomingdale's, and a lot of these stores are already having issues because, again, with retail, you don't really have. I mean, I don't never really have gone shopping in New York because, you know, I just know things are more expensive, and I'm kind of an Amazon type of girl and Walmart type of girl. You know, I really wouldn't spend $400 or $500 on a purse. That makes no sense, especially since I spill stuff in it, and I usually carry my lunch in my purse. My peanut butter and jelly will get all over it. But, you know, these stores do rely on people coming in. So when there's no retail and the city shut down, they're already in trouble. You saw, AutoZone, Family Dollar, I think a Waffle House was destroyed in another city. This, unfortunately, puts us now at a, this might be what really puts us in the depression. If the coronavirus didn't, and the shutting down the economy didn't, this will. You know, I was talking to some people, you know, before the riots, well, the riots were just starting, like, guys, let's go out. And they're like, nah, I don't feel like it. And I go, you're still worried about coronavirus? They're like, no, it's just, I don't know. It's a chaotic time. People aren't going out. They're not going out because of coronavirus. They're not going out because they're afraid of looting and riots, or they're afraid of traffic, or they're afraid of being stuck, or they're afraid of mayhem. And I, you know, that how is business going to thrive? National Guard's been called in, SWAT curfews. They said President Trump was whisked away to a bunker because protesters descended on the White House. They were throwing Molotov cocktails, injuring, I think 50 Secret Service agents got injured. I don't know if Trump wanted to go into a bunker. See, that stinks. I've seen enough movies where if I was president, I'm like, no, let me get out there. But no, they force you in. And the president's always like, but I don't want to go. Like, remember Air Force One, you know, with Harrison Ford? He didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave, so he didn't. Mayor Bill de Blasio's daughter was arrested. Did you hear about that? Yeah. So she got involved. There was an armed vigilante in California that pulled a gun on rioters. You see this one guy, I think it was in yellow shorts, that pulled a gun on rioters who tried to hold up a bank. I don't think anybody got shot, yet in Louisville, Kentucky, a protester was reportedly shot dead. In Louisville, protesters formed a human chain to protect one cop who became separated from his unit. All right, that was pretty cool. Other cops had dropped to their knees in shows of solidarity with protesters. Some abandoned riot gear to go in and march with the crowds peacefully. See, this is kind of interesting because there are cops that think that what Derek Chauvin did was wrong. And I was wondering about that the other day. I go, I wonder if there's any police officers that are going to, you know, take off their tie and, you know, unbutton their buttons and just start walking with the crowd. You know, but unfortunately, you also saw a tanker that plowed through crowds of protesters on the highway. And then he was pulled from the rig and beaten. But we have anarchy and people are against each other and it's a mess. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking about some conspiracy theories now with the riots. Some say Antifa's behind it. Some say it's right-wing or white supremacists are behind it. And not that white supremacists are right-wing, but, you know, the extreme, you know, well, you know. And so, have you guys heard about Umbrella Man? Okay, Umbrella Man, this is kind of big. Umbrella Man was, I guess, the guy that started attacking the AutoZone store. So while the riots were going on and they were peaceful, there was a guy dressed up in all this gear. He was dressed in black, face covered, he had a hammer, and he had an umbrella. Now, I don't think it was raining in Minneapolis at the time. And so he was apparently the one that started smashing AutoZone. And people were looking at him like, he doesn't look like any of... Why is he all dressed up in gear? You know, he was a lone person that was just dressed up, acting like, you know, dressed up, ready for mayhem. And we talked about this. We talked about stage two, stage three. We have these kind of individuals. But this guy wasn't a stage two. This was a stage three. He looked like he was ready for action with an umbrella. So people call him Umbrella Man. But what the theory is, the conspiracy, is that he's an undercover cop who is a white extremist. This is the conspiracy, the theory, who wanted to stir things up so riots would happen and then people would be anti-African-American. Okay, now I don't know what that, but they're still looking for Umbrella Man. But apparently he stood out pretty quickly, and I think Minnesota authorities are asking if anybody knows who this guy is, because he just didn't look like the typical protesters. He stood out. He decided to wave his umbrella around, wave his hammer around, and start causing the destruction. It was possibly person zero when it pertains to these riots. So they wonder if he's a plant. So there's that conspiracy theory. There's also conspiracy theories that this was caused by aliens. Aliens wanted humans to kill each other. So that was happening. Other conspiracy theories is this had to do with the election. People wanted, the stores were opening up, and so people still wanted, you know, voters to be afraid to go and vote. So this got stirred up. These are stupid. These are stupid conspiracy theories. Another conspiracy theory is these protesters are protesting. Again, I'm not believing this, but another theory is these protesters are protesting because they don't want to go back to work. They still want to stay on unemployment. This is the theory. We want to stay on unemployment. And so if the businesses stay closed, they don't then have to go back to work. They get to still stay on unemployment and get that extra $600. So there's conspiracy theories all along, but the biggest conspiracy theory that hit this weekend that was all over social media was the Derek Chauvin mugshot. People do not think that the mugshot of the officer, now the former police officer of the Minnesota Police Department who had his knee on George Floyd, people do not think that that's him. So when I saw that he was arrested, it was really, really interesting how this all went down. So, you know, you heard about what happened and you heard about the tragic death of George Floyd. Originally, Minnesota officials said, no, there were no charges. Then the riots happened and they were pretty deadly and bad and destructive. And then the next day, they said, all right, we arrested Derek Chauvin. And they plastered his frontal mugshot, not his profile, all over the place. And so I remember seeing it, and I go, oh, he looks a lot younger. That's him? And I go, well, who knows? Yeah. And then people on social media, I didn't think much of him. Like, they arrested him, and I moved on, and then, you know. And then people are like, wait a second, that's on him. And then somebody wrote me saying, look, it's not him. And I'm like, okay, I think it's him. So I wrote a quick article on this, and apparently that kind of exploded because people are really trying to dissect and see if it's him or not. When you look at the image of former police officer Derek Chauvin, and the only image, by the way, you could get of him, there's nothing on social media. You know, he's supposed to have had like a beauty queen wife who has now divorced him or has filed for divorce. You don't see any pictures of those two. There is nothing on the internet except the, you know, what you see of him, you know, with his knee on George Floyd. That's the only image you have of Derek Chauvin prior to his mugshot. And I get it. A lot of people ghost social media. I can appreciate that. I can understand that. But I mean, you don't see high school yearbook picture, nothing. All right? Because I like to look at facial features, and I'm like, okay, you know, we can look at his zygomatic arch. We can figure this out. And so when you look at the two pictures, the image of him in his officer garb and, you know, on the street, his face is more narrow. It's oblong. He's got a goatee. He's gray. He's got a widow's peak. You know, when you kind of have that line there by your scalp. So he's got a widow's peak. His ears appear to be more kind of flat. He's got a bump in his nose. His eyebrows seem to be more full. He's got obviously more lines, but again, his face is narrow. When you look at the mugshot, there's no widow's peak. The scalp looks round, okay? No lines. I mean, he looks a little Botox, even though he's not. Not gray. The hair looks darker. The mouth has a different look. The jaw seems more square as opposed to round. He shaved, all right? And he looks actually more stocky and more muscular. He looks younger and more fit than the picture on the street. Well, the reason why I don't agree with the conspiracy theory that it's not him is because if you really, really look closely, the nose, this bump in the nose he still has, his lip shape is the same. His ear shape is the same, even though in one picture the ears look like they're sticking out more. And I think there's enough similarity to the facial features. But when you do look at the two pictures, it looks like two completely different men. Why? Well, lighting. I mean, you know, lighting is everything. If I change the lighting in a picture, it makes or breaks me. All right, my hair color looks different. Have any of you guys ever taken a picture and then used the filters? And you're like, oh, wait a second, I look better in this filter? Well, it's because it changes the shadows. It changes the lighting. And so his hair looking dark, that could be a lighting issue. I don't know if you guys ever watch people on Fox or CNN or whatever, and their skin looks so smooth. It's that light that's right on it. I was on Fox News last month, and my skin looks so smooth because that light was right on me. So when you have a mugshot, the camera's right there, and it's only a few feet away. This picture of Derek Chauvin on the street was taken by multiple feet, maybe yards away, and then it was zoomed in. So yeah, he's going to look different. Plus, it's natural light and not artificial light. And then the angle. He there is on the street looking up at people protesting, saying get off of him and check his pulse and all that, and he's looking up. Well, the mugshot is a straight-on image. So your face is going to look wider. Whenever you look up, you know, you have the camera up, you look skinnier, which is why I really need to kind of raise the camera. If I raise the camera higher, I look skinnier, and I always do that. You know, my husband now, when he takes a picture of me, if he does this, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? So he holds the camera up, like, and then I look at them, and for some reason, look skinnier. It's nicer. So, conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. It's his picture. It's, people. By the way, there is a side view of him. There is a profile view of him on the street. If somebody could get me the mugshot of that, of his mugshot profile, I could show you guys the similarities. Same facial features. It's him. Okay, I wouldn't doubt that. But, you know, people want to know what the heck is going on. I mean, it's, and I don't blame people for kind of scratching their head at everything going on, because, boy, did things happen weird. There's not a lot of logic. And whenever there's not a lot of logic, then our minds start to wander because we want to fill in the gaps. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.